Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ted Nugent just said he wants to come on with Ted Reports on a routine basis. I will tell you, folks, that behind the scenes, he knows a lot more than what he's saying. He did call for blasting people in pools of blood if they come for his guns. We had the former head of the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, Wall Street Journal editor on a few days ago. In fact, I'm going to play that coming up later, John. I forgot to do that. It was right at the end of his interview with us. What was it, Friday, that sent shockwaves when he said, attack police, overturn police cars. I mean, I'm not even calling for that. But people are getting sick of it, folks. Even Ted Nugent, who's a cop, I mean, he's telling you he's getting sick of it. We can all argue about minutia, but it's gone too far. And I think that the answer to 1984 is 1776, be that an info war or whatever it is. Now, look, I've been around enough, I've seen enough to not be into violence. I'm not like a 15-year-old that thinks it's cool. You know, I understand how serious it is, and I'm not calling for it. But a spirit of that is rising because the spirit of tyranny is rising, and when tyranny rises, liberty rises to meet it. For every action, there's an equal reaction. It's a simple law of quantum mechanics and physics. So I think this, taking us out to break, says it all. We have to get mad. We have to get angry first and then take action, just getting a buzz going, speaking out, saying no, getting aggressive, waking others up, and making it fun to fight tyranny. We got former congressman coming on about the martial law takeover grid. Powerful info straight ahead after this break. I leave you with... I'm mad as hell.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm as bad as hell. I am not going to take this anymore. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back in February of this year, an article was written by former Congressman Dan Hamburg for the San Francisco Chronicle that got a lot of attention around the nation, and rightfully so. It was titled, Rule by Fear or Rule by Law? We've reposted a link to that up on InfoWars.com. The power of the executive to cast a man into prison without formulating any charge known to law, and particularly to deny him the judgment of his peers, is the highest degree odious and is the foundation of all totalitarian governments, whether Nazi or communist. And then he gets into the concentration camps for American citizens that are mainstream, declassified, the secret arrest, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It is not rumor. It is not some wild fantasy. It is undeniable fact. And the Democrats have now been in office for over a year and a half. They are actually intensifying all these powers. They are calling for even more powers. They are giving aid and comfort to the enemy of the Republic, George Bush, and his criminal cohorts. They have passed the warrantless spying against the American people. They want the power when George Bush is gone, if he ever leaves. This is why I'm nonpartisan. When I first woke up politically, I was a libertarian-style Republican until I figured out they were as bad or worse, depending on which administration. We just had Ted Nugent on. He means well, but he loves the police state on one hand and then hates it on the other. supporting the phony drug war, which is sad. And then you have the left that loves liberty on one hand, but then tries to take it away on the other on so many other issues. We have to get a culture of liberty back. That takes the tools of the elite away. That takes their mechanisms to dominate and oppress populations away. We are very honored for the next 15 minutes to be joined by the Congressman, Dan Hamburg, because a lot has happened in the last 5 months since he was with us, and I was amazed at his depth and breadth of knowledge and wish he was still in the Congress. You know, we love people that support liberty and freedom and understand what's happening, whether it's Dennis Kucinich or Ron Paul. To us, it's nonpartisan. It's an issue of not going into total martial law. Now the economy's imploding by design. The dollar's being annihilated by design. We're on the verge of attacking Iran or supporting an attack against Iran. The White House has come out and said, make no mistake, we support Israel attacking Iran today. And so joining us for the next 15 minutes is Dan Hamburg. Mr. Hamburg, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be here.
Your comments on the left-right paradigm, sir, it paralyzes us, in my opinion, as the elite co-opts both the left and the right, and its agenda moves forward. Your response to the left-right paradigm, and do you agree that it's hamstringing us or bogging us down in the muck? And if you do, how do we get around that?
Well, I think one thing that's happening is that the left and the right are finding the places where they meet, places where they share a profound disillusionment with the way the government is being run. And that's why you see people, like yesterday, I was watching a clip of these hearings that John Conyers has convened, you know, at Dennis Kucinich's request. And I was glad to see Bob Barr, you know, sitting right next to Elizabeth Holtzman, and Bruce Fine, who's known as a conservative constitutional scholar, sitting there on that same table of witnesses. And that was encouraging to me that, you know, people as far on the right as Barr, who a lot of your listeners probably remember was a key figure in the Clinton impeachment, you know, sitting right next to a very liberal former congresswoman, Elizabeth Holtzman, and sharing the same idea, that idea being that if we, the people, don't stand up to this hollowing out of the values and the ideals that actually are the basis for the formation of this country, then we don't have much left. And, you know, I'm encouraged that the right and the left can do that. I totally share your chagrin or your disgust, your anger. I feel the same way at what we've seen out of the Democrats over the last year and a half. I saw a little clip this morning on Free Speech TV of Nancy Pelosi. She was on this TV program called The View. That's a very popular show. And one of the women on The View said to Pelosi, you know, what is going on? A year and a half into your regime of leading the House, nothing's been done to stop George Bush and his minions from running roughshod over the Constitution. Why haven't you supported impeachment? And, you know, she basically sidestepped the question and went on to talk about veterans' benefits and a variety of other things. But I just think that things are getting to the boiling point here where people are extremely upset. I could see the possibility, though, that if Obama were to win the presidency and become president, and were to continue to govern the country in a very similar mode to what we've been seeing over the past 20 years, 30 years, that people, you know, may finally reach that point at which they say, hey, this whole thing is just not working.
I agree. We have Congress with a 9% approval rating, the lowest it's ever been. That shows the people know the system is broken. And they think because they can put a brown face up there that that'll somehow fool people that it's a change. The population could care less what color he is. They want real change, and they're now starting to figure out him voting for the warrantless spying, now saying he's for other military actions, that I do see the left, faster than the right's woken up to Bush, becoming horrified. What do you see happening? Being a congressman, businessman, you know.
Well, I want to just
What do you see happening in the future?
Well, I want to know one thing Paul Craig Roberts said. And I'm sure you're familiar with the stuff that he writes. You know, he's the guy who was an assistant treasury secretary under Reagan. He was a associate editor of the Wall Street Journal. So this is a guy with his with plenty of conservative credentials. And Paul Craig Roberts said that the you-know-what is really going to hit the fan about 2 years into Obama's first term.
A depression.
When people realize that everything's the same, that nothing's really changing, except maybe interest rates will be raised because the United States is going broke, and it's got to figure out a way to attract more foreign capital to keep this whole thing, from just falling over. The other thing, though, before we get to November of this year, is what are the neocons going to do? And I wrote an article with Lewis Seiler that was published pretty broadly in August. Now, wait a minute. This is August. I guess it was in June, in which we laid out our belief that the neocons are not going to hand the keys to the car over to Barack Obama or anyone else who presents the slightest threat to them. And we were raising the alarm that there could be, there certainly could be an attack on Iran, initiated by Israel or initiated, by a false flag attack.
A huge October surprise or a bundle of October surprises.
Well, that is totally possible. And also, we, through an associate of ours, Wayne Madsen, we began looking at what was going on, particularly at the Port of Houston, and looking at the murder of a former high-ranking CIA agent,
Carnaby,
and trying to figure out what the hell was going on down there and what the reason was that a couple of Houston cops shot a CIA operative whose only crime seemed to be that he knew too much. So, there's two big things out there that I'm particularly concerned about. One is the possibility of an expanded war in the Middle East, and the other is the possibility of a false flag attack, which really, we know that the only polling data that looks good for John McCain is that which has to do with national security. In every other category, he's way, way down below Obama. So, his own guy, Charlie Black, said it. He said, the only thing that, it would really help our campaign if there was another 9/11 between now and Election Day. And I think he's right. I do think they need something that extreme in order to ensure that John McCain is the next president and thereby ensure that their current program will not be interrupted.
And this is a very real threat. When we have Gary Hart coming out and writing letters to Ahmadinejad of Iran saying our government stages terror attacks, don't think for a minute that because 80%+ of Americans are against a war that we won't stage something. And then we went and interviewed him. We Are Change did. It's in my film Truth Rising. And said, you said the government stages events. And he said, yes, the government may stage events. And then Zbigniew Brzezinski went before the Senate, as you know, last year and said the same thing. And then we have all these Republican memos coming out and saying it. It's almost like it's an open secret now. And I'll never forget in 2002 when there was a 9/11 investigation starting in Congress. So they created the 9/11 Whitewash Commission to overshadow it and preempt it. And Cheney on, it was Meet the Press or Face the Nation. I've got the clip around here somewhere. He says, well, there better not be an investigation of 9/11. That will frustrate us in fighting terror, and then it will assure a nuclear attack. And then he made this threatening look. I mean,
when he says stuff like that, I start wondering about the disappearance of the six nuclear bombs that were flown from, the air base in North Dakota down to Louisiana. And that whole incident, which led to the firing of Mosley and Wynn, the two top people in the Air Force, by Bob Gates, seems to be, as close as I can tell, Bob Gates seems to be, the grown-up trying to keep these guys from doing something nuts in the next, 4 or 5 months. But when Bob Gates is the person that you're counting on, Bob Gates, who was one of the the...
Stay there. Got a break. We'll be right back with a former congressman. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Open the phones up.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil pulls behind.
coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Former Congressman Daniel Hamburg. We've got links to his website, voicetheenvironment.org, voicetheenvironment.org, up on Infowars.com right now. I want to go back to what you're talking about with Houston and the North Dakota nukes and all the things we see happening. And then I want to go back to, now 5 months later, the article you wrote with just all the facts and links to the government admissions to this huge system of oppression that's being built. And now I guess they're preparing to hand off to the Democrats, but you're saying that may not even happen.
You know, my guess is that Dick Cheney and his little cabal will not go down without a fight. I mean, I think there's a struggle going on within the administration. I think that Bob Gates is on one side of it. I think Cheney's on the other side of it. And, of course, there's lots of other underlings on both sides. But I think that both the Minot Air Force Base, transfer of cruise missiles down to Louisiana, down to Barksdale, which is the staging base for the Air Force in sending munitions and planes and supplies over to the Middle East. I think that event, if you look at that event, you look at the NIE, the release in October by the 16 intelligence agency, basically cutting the legs out from under the Cheney argument that Iran was poised to have a nuclear weapon. And, of course, you know, that national intelligence estimate said that, in fact, Iran had seriously curtailed, if not stopped, their efforts in 2003 at that. And then a third thing, this whole thing with Carnaby being murdered by the Houston police because it seemed like he simply knew too much about the security lapses that were happening at the Port of Houston, and that there were officers down there as part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is the FBI and the CIA, down doing security at the Port of Houston. There were agents there who were saying, why aren't we tightening security here? Why on this 25-mile channel, which is one of the most explosive places on planet Earth and one of the most easily accessed, I think it's the port into which more foreign goods come than any other port in the United States.
That's right. They say that the biggest man-made disaster in U.S. history.
As far as
material was back in the 40s when that ammonium nitrate ship blew up down there.
And these agents down there, I mean, again, according to Madsen, are saying, why is there no security here? And, you know, you start to wonder, well, why was there no security at the World Trade Center? Why did all those squadrons of naval planes stay on the tarmac when four planes were hijacked on the eastern seaboard of the United States on
September
11th?
In June, Cheney took the shoot-down power that the military had as a default since 57, and he took that power unto himself in order to stand down.
Well, Cheney is probably the most powerful and certainly one of the most malevolent creatures on the planet today. And he is still in a position of great power. For one thing, he seems to own the president, if not the presidency. And then, of course, there's the whole issue, which we haven't really gotten into yet, which is what that February article that Lewis Seiler and I wrote was about, which is that the United States is very likely in its current form, in a continuity of government mode, which means that there is only one branch, that the checks and balances have effectively been tossed aside in favor of this unitary executive where all power resides in the Oval Office. And this is totally against everything that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights stands for. And I don't, not only do the American people not seem to realize this, I know they don't, but I don't think even members of Congress realize that their power has been almost totally taken away, if not totally taken away. We saw that for one thing.
Congressman, we got to break again. Let's come back and talk about that right now. Some in Congress do know. They wanted to see PDD 51 and have been told they're not allowed to see it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
We're talking to Daniel Hamburg, former Democratic congressman from California, national congressman, and he's one of the good guys. You know, I scream and yell about this all day, PDD 51, amongst other things. The president has declared a unitary executive, saying that the other branches of government are not co-equal. Now, that is even a more modern view that they were co-equal. Read the Founding Fathers pretty much unanimously said there were debates about this, the Federalist, the Anti-Federalist. The only person that wanted the president to have more power than anybody was Alexander Hamilton, and he wanted him to be a king. But everybody else, and the federal court rulings and how our government works, is the Congress, because you have more members there, and they represent their local districts. It has the most power. It passes the laws, and then the president executes those. He is literally a gopher. Okay, and then you have the courts that referee and decide if what the Congress is doing is constitutional. And then the president is given power by nominating members to the court. So it's all about separation of powers. But if you really read the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers and the debates of the time, the Congress, because it was more separated, and it would be harder to get a dictatorship in the Congress because they set powerful men against each other and powerful interests against each other. It was an ingenious system, but it had faults because the human condition has faults. It has now been bought up by special interests and decadence and ignorance and blackmail. And the congressman can, of course, speak to that being up there on the Hill. I want to go to your phone calls, but Daniel, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the floor for about 6-7 minutes to get into your article of 5 months ago and what it covered, and the fact that the Homeland Security, I mean, then it was just a member of the Homeland Security Board and the chairman had asked for it. Now they've been told no by the White House, but just the cover sheet of PDD 51 that Congress isn't allowed to see, the Homeland Security Committee, highest level security clearance, they're not allowed to see that, but the cover sheet says the president is basically God for any reason. So you've got the floor. I'm not going to interrupt you. I want you to cover whatever you think is most important.
Well, you know, just taking off from what you're saying here, originally it was Peter DeFazio, who was simply a member of the Homeland Security Committee of the House, and when he wasn't allowed to read what I've seen called the addenda to this presidential national security, I think it's NSPD 51, National Security Presidential Directive 51. And when DeFazio realized that he was being denied access to these documents, he went to Benny Thompson, who was the head of the, who was the chair of the Homeland Security Committee. And Thompson was rebuffed the same way. It was interesting to read also that many prominent senators, including Tom Daschle, who at the time was the majority leader of the Senate, Robert Byrd, you know, the most senior Democrat in the Senate, and many other you know, high-ranking members of Congress were denied access. Now when the president issues a directive, as he did in 2007 with this one, and then refuses to allow Congress to see the conditions under which they are being governed and the country is being governed, you know that something sinks to high heaven. What Bush had done prior to NSPD 51, as I said, that came in 2000, that was issued by Bush in 2007. What a lot of people don't realize is that since 9/11, when Bush issued military order number one, he basically took control of the country at that point. A state of emergency was declared on, I believe it was September 14th, 2001. That state of emergency was continued every year since then, all the way up until 2007, when I believe, based on the research that I've done and that I've done with Mr. Seiler, that NSPD 51 only gave the president any shred of power he didn't have under the previous declarations of national emergency. He has now taken them on through NSPD 51, and that's why they won't allow any members of Congress to even see what these documents entail. So basically, we're in, I believe, a state of emergency under a continuity of government scenario. And if people think that's too preposterous, I'd like to direct them to some articles which point out that Cheney, with his buddy Donald Rumsfeld, have been honing these plans for a unitary executive for an all-powerful presidency, which, as you mentioned earlier, Alex, goes back to Alexander Hamilton, and Hamilton lost that argument. But Cheney and Rumsfeld have set about over the last 30 years to win that argument. They were very disgusted by Watergate, by Nixon having to cede power because of his violations of law. And you remember what Nixon said when he was interviewed a couple years later by David Frost, which was that if the president does it, it is therefore legal. Well, that's not the way the United States of America is supposed to work. That's not in our Constitution. But Rumsfeld and Cheney got together in the Ford administration, where Cheney was the Cheney was chief of staff to Gerald Ford. Rumsfeld, at that point, was the youngest Secretary of Defense in the country's history. Later, during the administration of George W. Bush, he became the oldest Secretary of Defense in history. But anyway, when these two guys got together, their purpose was to figure out how to install an all-powerful executive and all the trimmings that go with it. And what are the trimmings that go with it? Things like torture, rendition, warrantless wiretapping, surveillance of law-abiding citizens, detention camps. This whole thing has been worked on for 30 years, and I'd urge people to look at an article by Roger Morris called The Undertaker's Tally, which lays out the whole 30 years during which these two designed just the plan that has been implemented since 9/11. And, of course, that should lead any inquiring mind back to the events of 9/11 and the Project for New American Century, which said in their document dated in 2000 that what the United people of the United States would need was another Pearl Harbor in order to wake them up to the realities of the current world situation, and that the United States would not be able to maintain its preeminent position in the global power structure unless there was another Pearl Harbor type event that galvanized them to at least accept the kinds of things that would have to happen. And those are exactly the things we've seen happen. We've seen this invasion of the Middle East. We've seen the invasion of Afghanistan. We've seen rendition, torture, et cetera, et cetera. The whole national security state really taking total predominance.
Well, we certainly have. Congressman Hamburg, please continue with other reasons they want this martial law grid that can't be questioned. They can federalize local police. They can, under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, take over the governorships. This is all being done through the threat fusion centers, the emergency management centers built in the late 90s. They're openly moving National Guard in now with CIA officers in Texas and Illinois and New York and all over the place. I mean, this is martial law, kind of a Red Dawn scenario.
Yeah.
In not even slow motion now. It's happening faster and faster all around us. And then, as you said, you look at the fingerprints of terror attacks, and it's government. It's black ops. And now I want you to comment on further things they're using this for before we get calls. That's A. But then B, I do see a larger grassroots awakening taking place than I think they expected. And the feedback we're getting from everybody across the nation and the world is there is a quickening of an awakening that's happening. And so, B, how do you think that will play into this?
Well, I think that, you know, when you talk about the detention camps, what the detention camps are really for, and you hear people like Dan Ellsberg saying, well, you know, of course they'd be glad to stick immigrants in these camps, but they're also very useful to detain people who are not, going along with the program.
Well, that's prima facie.
What if there was an attack of Iran?
Well,
I imagine you'd see millions of Americans in the streets.
But Congressman, you're not imagining. The original Rex 84 plan said they would use immigrants' detention as the cover to institutionalize and sell the mass arrest of the public, and then now they even said in the Houston Chronicle when they reported on it 2 years ago that it's for immigrants and dissenters.
Yeah, and how interesting that during the Iran-Contra hearings that were chaired by Senator Inouye, that Congressman Jack Brooks of Texas tried to dig into Oliver North's Rex 84, and Inouye quickly shushed him and said that is not something we can discuss in open session. So these things have been around for quite a while.
But then it was skeletal. Now it is an 800-pound gorilla.
Yeah, but I think it's important for people to realize that none of these things happened overnight or during the tenure of any particular president.
Now, this is a long, cold-blooded takeover of the society by the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, and I would really urge people to take a look on the Common Dreams website and look at the latest article by Chalmers Johnson called The Military-Industrial Complex. It's much later than you think, because what he goes into there is how almost the entire, 70% of the U.S. intelligence budget is now in the hands of private contractors. In other words, we are paying for profit companies to do our intelligence, you know, for the nation. And we wonder why the intelligence that we get is so badly flawed. And we wonder why we as Americans are so quickly losing any control over our government. Well, yeah. It's because our government is basically functioning as a paymaster for mercenary corporations that are running the intelligence establishment.
This is the nation being absorbed by the privately owned military-industrial complex, and now you have the big defense contractors with intelligence subdivisions right there, total conflict of interest, and they're saying the people are the enemy, the people are the terrorists, we've got to spy and arrest and build more prisons.
Right, it makes work for them. It makes profit for them to, I mean, the more of us they can put into their database, the more they can bill us for in the form of these contracts. I mean, companies like Science Applications International, Booz Allen Hamilton, CACI International, these are huge contractors with the United States government to do the work that used to be done by people who were at least accountable to us because they worked for the government.
That's right.
Now there's no accountability.
In a way, Blackwater's a diversion. They're tiny compared to the larger, more quiet formations that we see.
Yeah, and if Congress refuses to do a certain thing like this, remember when John Poindexter came out with his Total Information Awareness Program, and, you know, William Sapphire of the New York Times got all upset and said, you know, we can't have 300 million Americans with dossiers with every purchase they make and every magazine subscription. Well, you know, Congress said, okay, We'll get rid of that TIA program. But you know what? It's still going on. They just contracted it out to Booz Allen or one of these other companies.
That's right, right there.
And now, what is it? Maine Corps and Carnivore and Echelon and Promise. I mean, you know, they've got everything they need to know on many millions of us.
It's completely criminal, and then they have a cynical national debate about, can't we listen to a phone call from bin Laden to America, when it has nothing to do with that? It's everything.
Dumbed down. What did George Carlin say? You know, he said this, the American educational system doesn't work for some very good reasons, and those reasons have to do with the distribution of power in the society. They don't want us to know. They don't want us to be smart enough to even ask questions.
Well, it's coming to a head, Congressman, before we go to
and
calls.
And then you watch these cable news programs, and, all they've been covering is Obama, Clinton, McCain for the last year. It's just like nothing else is happening on the planet except this, this glamorized horse race.
Well, we know why they preemptively built their police state, their control grid, because they plan to completely destroy the middle class and transfer all the wealth into private offshore corporations, and they inflated the dollar, they bought real assets with it, now they're going to leave us holding the bag and the debt. Do you see any ways out of this? Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
You know, it's all, you know, I hate to sound cliche-ish, but it's all up to the American people. You know, it's like that clip you were playing before I came on. You know, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. And it's almost that simple. I mean, people have just got to decide they're not going to take it anymore. And, I'm encouraged by your saying that you think that kind of a feeling is spreading around the country. I think people are very angry about what happened after November 2006. And I think, should by some slim chance Obama become president, and if he doesn't address these issues, I just think things are going to have to get worse before they get better. I hate to say that, but I think it's true. I think people are still very complacent. I think they believe that, you know, somehow there'll be another bailout, another rescue, another bubble, you know, some way that the middle class can sustain itself. But we've run out of bubbles.
Well, it's been said by economists, this isn't a bubble, this is a tumor.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I just, you know.
Well, Congressman, I'll tell you this. I have a feeling that people are waking up. I have the hard, cold facts and the numbers on that. So it's kind of a duality, or the best of times, worst of times. At the same time, I have a deep foreboding just from my intellectual analysis of what's happening. It appears that the elite is intending just to go to the wall. They're a bunch of old, vicious, psychopathic men who enjoy hurting people and enjoy wars and enjoy evil. And I think we're going into something that's going to make Joe Stalin and Hitler, I think it's going to rival that.
Well, you know, another way it can go is the demise of the United States as a country, you know, into a North American Union with a new currency. Since the dollar will be, you know, you can stick it in a, you know, enough in a wheelbarrow to buy a loaf of bread, that kind of thing. And people will say, oh, a new currency that's actually worth something. It'll be, you know, part of the new governmental entity, which no longer really includes the United States of America or its constitution.
We're going to come back in a final segment with our guest and talk to Steve Morgan, Belion, Harry. Maybe hold our guest 5 minutes the next hour, so we'll have 10 minutes to take calls. These are the times, as I've said, that try men's souls. And we're under the gun right now. Everybody better have a gut check, because this isn't a game.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Baby.
That's right.
I want to take a few of your calls for Congressman Dan Hamburg. We're the crazy people. We're the ones that happen to read government documents and keep track of what's happening around us. But see, more and more Americans are becoming the crazy people who question authority and study history and recognize what's happening. And in that lies the hope, ladies and gentlemen. Be glad that a lot of people are awakening. Steve in Illinois, you are on the air right now with former Congressman Dan Hamburg. Go ahead.
Hi. I was wanting to get on with Ted Nugent, but didn't seem to.
He's not here, so, yeah, you go ahead.
Well, I just wasn't he at Woodstock? I just wondered how he got
along.
He wasn't?
I don't believe so, sir. Thank you for the call.
Wait a minute. I got something for
Okay. Go ahead, Steve.
What about career politicians, if we got rid of that? And I would like to, they say that the police and army, you know, will stand by the citizens. I believe in World War One, the veterans were awarded extra pay for combat, I believe. It took 21 years to get them. And they boycotted, walked on the White House. And the army was sent in with tear gas and tanks and run them off. And it was the same, you know, they're fighting for their rights. And I just don't think it's going to happen.
The bonus marchers and two young World War One vets, officers, did the attack and were promoted for it against their own soldiers who were promised the pay. And your government will cheat you. It enjoys it. And now we're being told General Motors retirees are not going to get their retirement. They're not going to get their health care. Congressman, your comments on that?
Well, you know, I think governments will go to almost any extent in order to perpetuate themselves. And, you know, as to whether you would have police or military units actually going against commanding officers and refusing to, you know, say in an urban riot control situation, fire on their own citizens, it makes me think back to Tiananmen Square. Now, you know, I know that was in China, not in the land of the free, but in that case what they did was they, you know, they brought these guys in from a faraway province, you know, far away from Beijing, and they told them that they were facing gangs of violent hoodlums, and they stuffed them full of methadrine and, you know, other kinds of drugs to get them in the mood, and then they set them loose on people, and you're damn right they fired their guns and, you know, used their bayonets and whatever they wanted to use. And I think that it doesn't function that much different, at least in the kind of democracy we have now in this country. I don't see a situation where the military will refuse to do what their commanding officers say, at least not on a, you know, I don't think that's
But there's one big difference in the equation. We have over 100 million armed Americans, and if 1% fight back, that's 1 million lone wolf resistors, and no army can stand against that, Congressman.
Well, it's true. And I used to, you know, since I am a, you know, sort of on the left and a liberal, I used to be much more into control of firearms than I am now, because I don't, you know.
Stay there. Exactly. All the liberals I know are buying guns. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved